what I planned. This is not what I had in mind. But that's alright, it'll be fine. And that's alright, I'm feeling stronger than I've been before. There's always something true to believe in. Yeah, dreams come and go like April snow and disappear with a touch. Find some new ones, hold fast the solid ones. Leave the old ones that just don't fit anymore. There's always something true to believe in. Yeah, maybe I knew you, maybe I just saw through you, maybe I needed to love someone. But that's alright, cause it happens, and whatever happens, I'm not giving up. Oh no, there's always something true to believe in. This is not what I meant, this is not what I planned, this is not what I had. That's alright, it'll be fine. Whatever happens, I'm not giving up. Oh no, there's always something true to believe in.
You gotta hear this, you guys. Listen. Can you hear that? It's fairies. I swiped it from my daughter. Well, this is a song about my favorite vice these days. Well, kinda.
It's a friend. Better get my coffee or I get mean. On the rocks or straight up with cream. You know what I mean. Caffeine. Make you happy. Caffeine. Gets you high. Caffeine's gonna make you snappy. You know what I mean. When I wake up in the morning, one thing I wanna do is to get that water boy. Stir me up a mess of brew. It's so fine, coffee bean grind. So fine, what coffee can do. So fine, it's the richest kind. Mrs. Olson, I'm indebted to you. Caffeine, make you happy. Caffeine, sure gets you high. Caffeine will make you snappy. You know what I mean. Went down to Guru Java, yeah, to score me a couple of beans. I was looking for perfection, coffee lover's dream. I want it real strong, but not too bitter. Real strong, just to get me through. Real strong, but I don't want the jitters. Gotta be high, but cool. Caffeine, make you happy. Caffeine, get you high. You know what I mean. Yeah, I love my cappuccino. Yes, I do. Espresso with lemon peel. I love that coffee bean. Love the way it makes me feel. Oh, when I come home from work dark time, from that daily grind, put a little coffee in my liquor, make it a little thicker. Coffee lovers, peace of mind. Oh, caffeine.
better get my coffee. I get mean on the rocks or straight up with cream. Most of the time, I kind of like to be like a healthy vegetarian type, you know, but I have my weaknesses, you know. There's nothing like, you know, a Diet Coke. It's like, people, never mind. And you ever notice when people are buying Diet Cokes, like in a store or like 7-Eleven or something, they always have like a chocolate bar or something with it. It's like, oh, I'll have a Diet Coke and jelly beans, please. Empty food, yes, this is good. This is a kind of a new song. And it sounds like it's a relationship sort of thing, but it's really not a relationship song at all. It's about kind of looking back at the powers that be and going, so there. So.
Out in the darkness, and you step inside, and you keep on believing no matter what's died, and you raise up your head and you wipe your eyes, saying, I'm not gonna let you break my heart again. I'm not gonna let you break my heart, though I've tried and I've asked, that was all in. But I won't get caught up in the struggle to get close, and I won't lose myself in the things I want the most. And I'm not gonna let you break my heart again. I'm not gonna let you break my heart. And though I've tried and I've asked, that was all in the past, and I'm not.
This is another new one. I'm going to do a couple new ones, this set. I'm going to do a short set, about a half an hour, and I'm going to have a wonderful new group premiering tonight. And of course, the Hungy Bungies. Yay, rah. This song is called A Safekeeping Place. And it's kind of a mushy song. Because I'm kind of a mushy person. One more song for you, and then make room here for Lise and Ken and everybody. What do you call yourselves? I forgot.
Inside Passage.
Inside Passage. Okay. Sounds metaphysical to me, you guys. This is a song about all those things your mom told you. You know all those things your mom told you that were absolutely true? Things like, if you frown like that, your face is gonna stay. And don't put anything bigger than your elbow in your ear. And you got some, right? What's one? Something your mom said.
Where's your homework?
I don't say that.
Did you use soap?
Did you use soap? Let me see the back of your hands. Yeah. And actually, the song is not quite done. I have one more verse to write, and so I'm taking, like, suggestions. The best one I've heard so far is, I don't care if Christ himself is tap dancing on the TV, come in for dinner. That's good. I like that one.
Words of wisdom I recall, my mama told me when I was born. There's a moral to each story. There's one here if you listen closely. I fuss and fight and I promise you I would never be so uncool. But I'm surprised if I don't find it. Sound like you a lot of the time. Baby, dancing all the nights, don't say nothing at all. Pride goes first before a fall. No one loves you like your mother. Someday you'll like your little brother. So run with that thing, you'll poke out an eye. Don't wink at the boys when they go by. Never say never, thought I taught you better. Nice girls always wear a bra with a sweater. Two wrongs don't make a right. Dangling earrings are for just a night. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. If you whistle in the dark, no one can tell. Keep a penny in your pocket, keep a dime in your shoe. Wear clean underwear in case something happens to you. You can catch more flies with honey. Marry for love and not for money. Mama, I think it's true, but I disagree. Sometimes it sounds like you know it sounds like me. Red crust can curl your hair. It's not polite to point or stare. If everyone else jumped off a cliff too, you can be sure that I wouldn't let you. Well, don't wear white till after Easter Day. I never talked to your grandma that way. Better the butter, the better the batter. It's not what you wear, but who you are that matters. Mama, I think it's true, but I disagree. Sometimes it sounds like you, now it sounds like me.
Now this is where I need another verse, you guys. I am taking suggestions. Women have more, I've noticed. Women have all these things. And I know men got told things too by their moms, you know. Though I got one last night. But I can't repeat it.
Mama, I think it's true.
I'm a bit.
Off guard,
though, till you.
all the things you can't hide inside yourself. Don't you think that I know? Don't you think I have eyes? I'm not grieving anymore. I've got one foot out the door. I'm not asking you to stay or to meet me halfway. I'm a thousand miles away. I've always believed it true that it all comes down to you, and you have to find the pick and choose your place, your part, and where you're gonna drag your heart. I'm not grieving anymore. I've got one foot out the door. I'm not asking you to stay or to meet me halfway. I'm a thousand miles away. Their best, and they settle more or less, and finally leave the rest you got. Or fate, how is it ever too late? I'm not grieving anymore. I've got one foot out the door. I'm a thousand miles away. I'm not grieving anymore. I've got one foot out the door. I'm not asking you to stay or to meet me halfway. I'm a thousand miles away.
This January, I was doing this recording in Indianapolis, and then there was an illness in my family too, so I was going back and forth to Indianapolis about every day for weeks on end. So I wrote this song. It's kind of about driving. I've been driving down this road 5 times this week. It's almost as if these farm fields could speak to me. A hungry light's been hung outside my door these days. And though I shake my fist at it, it doesn't go away. But there's a place beside your heart, right below your collarbone, where I have laid down my head and rested like I've never known. I stayed there for a while, oh so it broke my heart to see you go. But hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Life is short. dreams are made, and the bargain struck, and the price is paid. I've walked a fragile line, and I have heard an inner voice call. I called you up, I woke you up, I asked you, could I try anymore? You said, hold on, hold on. Who would put you down, smiling bastards who would keep you down, and gentle souls who lift you up. And I have heard the voice of God say, hold on, hold on. I had this discussion with my daughter yesterday. Her teacher suggested that she would go through her math flashcards over the summer just to keep in practice. And I told her this, and she said, no, not math. And my first, you know, it's hard being a mom, because my first thought is to go, I wouldn't want to do it either. You know, so... But no, we'll make games out of it, dear. She's going, what games can you make out of math? So, actually, I'm somewhat of a right-brained person. You know what I mean by that? Right-brained? Yeah. Okay. That means, like, when I tell people how to get to my house, I say, well, you go till you get to this neat dog. And then you turn left, you know, or right. And then, you know, you go to... Well, there used to be a fire station. It was a really cool fire station. Now there's an Arby's there, you know. And I'm kind of visual-minded. So I wrote this song to make fun of myself. It's so easy to do. It's on the new album. Close to the edge, a little off center, more than a dreamer, real believer, visual, but I take heart. Give directions and landmarks. I've been born right-brained in a left-brain world. It's true. The whole darn world's been talking in computers. Give me a Macintosh with pictures and a real good tutor. Hard drive is that jive, megabyte is that right? Hoot on a ram around here. I've been born right-brained in a left-brain world. It's clear. I squint my eyes. Focus, focus, the whole darn world can look in soft focus. I like it better that way. I weep when I'm happy, cry when I'm sad. When I watch old Jimmy Stewart movies, I get really bad. I still like it better that way. I know it's time and I'm gonna save face to learn how to talk tech and not be such a space case, baby. Oh, I think it's no use. I've been born right-brained and it's out there while I'm on the loose. May not be hip, might not be cool, might be eccentric, I might be a fool, baby. All I wanna do is be right brain in a left brain world with you. Close to the edge, a little off center, more than a dreamer, a real believer, baby. All I wanna do is be right brain in a left brain world with you. Is be right brain in a left brain world, left brain world, left brain world, left brain world, oh my, with you. This is a Joel Mabus tune. Joel Mabus is a writer from up in Michigan. I met him at a Folk Alliance conference. This is like a conference for all the folk people in the universe all to meet in one Holiday Inn in Chicago. It was pretty weird. It was. After hours, they had all the halls, you know, where people would like hang out. All the musicians would hang out and play their instruments, you know. You know, the blues hall, the Celtic hall, weird hall. And Joel did this song, and I swiped it because I thought it was really a giggle. Oh, it's still out, hang on. There it is. In the middle, and not on the edge, you're hopelessly Midwestern. When a really big Saturday is clipping the hedge, hopelessly Midwestern. When you shop at Sears, drink a lot of iced tea, know how to poker and watch TV. Juries and critics agree, hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly Midwestern, carpet boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern, square pegs in this big round world. And you can go from sea to shining sea, but the place in the middle is a place to be. And if you feel like that, you're a lot like me. You're hopelessly Midwestern. You wish every highway was flat and straight, you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you still think sushi looks suspiciously like bait, you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you like your taters mashed, your chicken fried, your green beans boiled, and your apples pied, and you ain't trusted nothing since Rock Hudson died, you're hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly Midwestern. Western square pegs in this big round world, and you can go from sea to shining sea. Place in the middle is a place to be. If you feel like that, you're not like me. You're hopelessly Midwestern. Well, if annual rainfall's a real hot topic, you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you still think the Hoosier National Forest is kind of exotic, you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you like Gerald Ford just as much as Betty, the field of corn can look mighty pretty, and you'd rather go to hell than New York City, you're hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly, sorry, Leslie. Hopelessly Midwestern, cornfed boys and girls.
Midwestern SquarePax in this big brown world. And you can go from sea to shining sea, but the place in the middle is a place to be. And if you feel like that, you're not like me, you're hopelessly Midwestern.
You guys like that? Boy. Acoustic instruments do not like hot weather. This is a song. My mom's name before she got married was Donna Rosa Susanna Baldoni. She's like a first generation Italian lady. She's about so tall. And she loves to feed people. I think it's genetic. It really is genetic, because I find myself, when people come to my house, sit down, have something to eat. My mom is worse. It's like, Ma. And she says, you're going home now. I live 60 miles away. You're going home. Take a sandwich. You might get hungry. Ma, I'm just going home. I can always stop at McDonald's or something. No. Here, take a sec. I have some extra oranges, too. When I was in college, I used to live for a month on what she'd just send back with me, in case I might get hungry on the way back. My grandpa Louis, worked most of his life in Studebaker plant up in South Bend. Studebaker is a good car, or was. He'd tell you so too. And I remember once we were sitting at the kitchen table, and he had this thing. He loved to feed people too, right? So I remember sitting there once, and he says, "Oh, have some of the lupini. Bring the lupini out. Lupini is this really salty bean thing." And he says, "You can drink a lot of wine when you eat the lupini." So we go on and we talk and chat. Oh, bring out the bacala. We've got some bacala. It's a very salty fish thing. You can drink a lot of wine when you eat the bacala. So pretty soon we're going on talking. Says, oh yeah, we've got some sardines. Bring the sardines and crackers. Oh, you can drink a lot of wine. So you start to figure out just what his priority in food was. Good poker player, too. Good Democrat. He'd tell you so.
My grandpa came over on the boat. His voice was thick with the old world and smoke. And he ran in Chicago till he met my grandma. And he moved to South Bend with his new next to my great grandma Baldoni, and believed in the hopes that can grow in a country. Even after my grandma and grandpa went their separate ways, and he said, "Love who you are, love what it's meant, live out your love like a new immortal." So my dad drove a milk truck before he was 14, came back from Korea in 1953, met up with my mother, introduced by his sister. They put a dime in the jukebox to more. And he said, love who you are, love what it's meant. Live out your love like a new immigrant. So I came along after one, before another, grew up on the Beatles and Jack Kennedy's murder. I went looking for something in more than one country. I fell in love once or twice, broke my heart, but I'd try it again. So this is the new world, not the old world. Let me lie close beside you and whisper, have you heard the sound of the singing from some bright new country? And catch, it's been calling us home to it lately. So love who you are, love what it's meant. Live out your love like a new immigrant. My grandpa came over on the boat.
Well, I had a request for a song, so I'm going to do it. It's an old tune, but I keep singing it because it kind of keeps coming around for me. Funny things have happened to me with this song, actually. I got a phone call from someone. I used to play this song with a band called Stone Soup, and we put it out on an album at one point, and this is like not so long ago. It's been out for about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And I got a phone call from this lady who says, is this Windchime Records? And I said, well, yeah, that's me. Me and a Macintosh. And so, well, is this Rockin' a Crock Publishing? Yeah, that's me. And so, well, have you ever heard of a band called Stone Soup? Yeah, Says, have you ever heard of someone named Carrie Newcomer? Yeah. Have you ever heard of this song called Survivors? She says, oh man, see, we're in this band, we want to put it on our tape, and we've been covering it for a couple years, but we got it off of a tape of a tape of a tape of a tape of a tape, and no one knew who wrote it or where it came from, and we had to like go back, you know, through the channels and trace this tape back till we found you. And I said, they said, well, can we use it on our tape? I said, yeah, sure, that's fine, that's cool. And I said, well, just out of interest, what kind of band is it? And he said, well, it's this kind of fusion rock reggae thing. It's really cool, man. And I can see it now. Survivors, man. You have permission just as long as I get a tape. Lately I've been trying to be brave and strong and to belong to no one but myself. Sometimes I'm real strong, sometimes I act real well. Hell, sometimes I just do what I have. Survivors, you know we are survivors. Survivors,
survivors, you know we are survivors, survivors.
She has a harmony.
Lately I've been taking refuge in my friends, learning to depend on them and myself. 'Cause learning how to love yourself is where it really starts. It's the biggest part of learning how to care.
You sing this with me.
Survivors, you know we are survivors. Survivors. Survivors, you know we are survivors. Survivors. You've been cold, now don't you give up. Beat your head against the wall, it don't hurt much. Been told now you're a fool, you fail if you say this is really not enough. But when it's not enough, you know when it's not enough.
It's just not.
Lately I've been talking with a lady who's seen a lot of life. Who's got the right to shake her fist at fate? But instead of curling up somewhere inside, she doesn't hide to contribute to the cause. Survivor, you know she's a survivor. Survivor. Survivor, you know she's a survivor. Survivor. You've been told now, don't you give up. Beat your head against the wall, it don't hurt much. You've been told now you're a fool, you fail if you say this is really not enough. When it's not enough, you know when it's not enough. Trying to be brave and strong, and to belong to no one but myself. And sometimes I'm real strong, sometimes I act real well. Hell, sometimes I just do what I have to do. Survivors, you know we are survivors. Survivors.
Do one more song and turn over to the Hungy Bungies. I want to thank Larry for having me here. Thanks, Larry. Well, this is a song. When music videos first came out, I really didn't like music videos, and I kind of got my little soapbox and would say, you know, music, we make our own pictures for music. We can make better pictures than they can give us, you know? And but actually, that was all a front. The real reason why I didn't like music videos is because being a musician, I come home late at night very often, and music videos took the place of bad science fiction on TV. I mean, it's just that right intellectual speed, you know? You get home at 2 in the morning, you just... not quite ready to go to bed yet. You sit down and watch Return of the Bath Mat People, and it's like kind of okay, you know. And the only thing really more fun than maybe bad Japanese science fiction, you know, is maybe bad British science fiction. And they use, like, yay, Doctor Who, right? Doctor Who is great. I mean, they use, like, styrofoam cups and they paste them on people, and that's a monster, you know? I mean, it's real low budget, you guys. It's like, we're talking, like... Great stuff. But this song was written by this guy. I met him down at a festival in Kentucky, and he usually writes these really hard-hitting, like, kind of country rock songs. He's got tattoos, you know, and he's like kind of tough. But he wrote one funny song in his life, and he's afraid everyone will know him for it. It was Nathan Bell. But anyways, I like this. It's about bad science fiction, kind of. If you feel inclined to sing along, do. Some people like leather, some people like lace, some people like a rubber mask strapped around their face. Some people like dirty magazines or sexy negligees. Some people whip it up every night or strap it down every day. I don't believe I do this song. But baby and I don't go for all those self-help magazines. And we don't get naked with the windows open just to show the neighborhood's a scene. What really turns us on, I think you ought to know. We just turn it up and turn it on to the Friday Monster Show. You can be Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. We'll call the kitchen Tokyo, the rest of the house Japan. You can breathe fire, I'll fly around, we'll terrorize the land. You can be Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. I don't believe I do this song. Well, we got a double O line L train in our downstairs room, and a lot of little plastic people all rushing to their doom. Wondering things don't heat up at night too, baby, and I decide to open up the 5 o'clock subway car and eat those people inside. You can be Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. We'll call the kitchen Tokyo, the rest of the house Japan. You can breathe fire, I'll fly around, we'll terrorize the land. You can be Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. Well, now in all those really scary Japanese science fiction films, they had these bath mat people who were supposed to be really scary, but they made these sounds like this. They go, and when they get really mad, they go like that, right? Try it. It's fun. Go ahead. Give it a try. Try it one more time. Louder, you guys. It's good for your blood pressure. She goes, I like it, honey. You can be Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. We'll call the kitchen Tokyo, the rest of the house Japan. Cause we're too busy tearing down telephone poles and stomping on little tanks. What really turns us on, it's not what you might think. It's when what the words and the people are saying are totally out of sync. You can be Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. We'll call the kitchen Tokyo, the rest of the house Japan. You can breathe fire, I'll fly around, terrorize. Rodan. One more time, you guys. Sing it with me, with gusto. Sing it to your significant other. You can. can be your Godzilla, baby, if you let me be Rodan. We'll call the kitchen Tokyo, the rest of the house Japan. You can breathe fire, we'll fly around.